Thank you for calling Archdell Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Robert Reynolds.
Hey, Robert. How can I help you today?
I have an account with you. You guys set up everything on the 1st of November. I got a text from you guys saying that my – remind me of my bill, I guess.
All right, let me take a look on that for you. I'll see what's going on.
Basically, what I'm calling is to set up auto pay on my credit card.
Oh, okay. I'll be more than happy to help set up auto pay on it for you. And you said your name is Robert Reynolds?
Yeah, and the account number on the card that the technician wrote on, his name was Carl, and he said my account number is 2204.
Okay. What's your service address?
28. Platic Hill Drive, Mount Marion, New York, 12456.
And the phone number you're calling from, is that a good callback number? The phone number you're calling from, is that a good callback number?
Yeah, that's my cell phone number, 845-594-1493.
Okay, and you said you want to go ahead and turn
well,
on.
I got the promotional thing or whatever it was. So my what is my bill for this month? First of all.
So your bill for this month is $79.99.
Okay, and if I set it up for auto pay, it's $10 cheaper.
So I see you do have a paper bill. You requested to get paper bills, so that would have to change to paperless, and then you set up auto pay with your checking or savings account, and then you get $10 off going forward on your next bills.
They haven't mailed out the paper bills yet.
No, but your delivery method is paper.
Should I wait until I get the paper bill and then set up the auto pay?
Oh, no, you can just do it now with us, but it's just that future bills would be $69.99, just not this one.
Okay. So I'm going to get something in the mail for this month, correct?
That is correct.
And then disregard it because I'm already going to pay it. I'm already going to pay for it today.
That is correct.
Okay.
So you want to go ahead and set up your auto pay?
Yeah. So what day of the month would that be on auto pay? Hello?
Oh, give me a moment. I'm just taking a look on that for you.
Because I know my service started on the 1st, so I don't know when do you guys actually – I know with Spectrum, the way they got the billing is for the month of for the month of August, I'll get my my bill for the month of August sometime the first week in August, and then I have to pay it by the 18th of August to cover August.
That makes any sense. So your invoice date, it's on the 1st, and then your due date is on November 16th. The 16th of every month would be your due date, and your invoice date would be the 1st of every month.
All right. So since I didn't get the invoice, my question is, since I haven't gotten anything in the mail paper-wise, and if it's due on the 16th of the month, there was no way you guys were going to get – because I already checked the mail today – and there would have been no way for me to mail it out to you and get it to you in time. So that's why I'm calling, because I got the impression that it's pretty close to the due date for this month, correct?
On the 16th would be the due date. That is correct.
Okay. So when I get the paper bill, it's irrelevant. So I'm going to give you my – so what do you need from me to set this auto pay on my credit card?
Okay, so if you decide to use your credit card, then it's just going to take $5 off. So it'd be a total of $74.99 going forward on your future bills.
Oh, okay. So if it how do you get $10 off? Are you using a debit card or an account?
Your checking or savings account.
All right, let me just give you the credit card, and I can always change this later on down the road, correct?
Yeah, so your credit card would just be for the $79.99 today, right? And just leave it on the account. And if you want to change it, you just give us a call with your checking or savings account.
Right. So, but if I don't change it, then moving forward, it would be $74.99 every month if I left auto pay on the credit card.
That is correct.
Okay, so let me get you paid so that I don't have any interruption in service.
Okay, go ahead with the card number.
4839 50055 1931448.
The expiration date?
April of 2026.
And the CVV?
Excuse me?
The three digits at the back of the card?
662.
And what's the name on the card?
Robert F. Reynolds.
And your zip code?
12456.
All right, give me a moment, please. And you said you want to go ahead and make the payment of the $79.99, correct?
Yeah, so that would be taken out today, or would that be taken out on the 16th?
Oh, that would be taken out today.
Okay.
And then future payments would be taken out on the 16th.
And the future payments would be taken out on the 16th. And if it was off my credit card, it would be $74.99.
But for today, $79.99 would
Yeah,
be taken.
I know that the $79.99 today, but for moving forward after today, next month, like December 16th, it would be $74.99, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, that's fine. And then we'll see how this works. And then I just don't have the money. I don't have the funds in my checking account right now for the set up checking wise because this is something a new billing thing. So I have to rearrange my have like set up my bills differently. And then moving forward, probably after the first year, I'll probably change it to my checking account when I know that I'm used to
Okay, and
paying.
also for your bill, I'm gonna also change that to paperless so you can still get it for the $74.99 going forward, okay? Being that you have a
Okay.
paper bill, all right?
Okay.
So I'm gonna change that.
You don't do any discounts for veterans, do you?
At the moment, unfortunately, no.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. Doesn't hurt to ask.
That's okay. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and submit the payment and going forward, your bill would be $74.99 for your future bills, okay?
Okay, and then how would I be noted? I'd be notified by email or text, right? Based on
You'd
does
be
that
for your
how
bills,
would it
you get your bills by email.
by email? So in other words, I would in the beginning of the month I'll get an email saying on such and such a date this X amount of dollars will be taken off the credit card on file, correct?
Yeah, so once a payment has been taken out, yes, it will notify you.
Okay, that way I have a record of it. I'll just put it in in a folder on my phone every month, the bill statement that your received payment. It'll notify me that you received payment on such and such a day, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And I see, is there anything else? And my promotional thing is for how long? for 2 years, correct?
For 2 years, that is correct.
All right. All right, so that's all I wanted to know. I just wanted to make sure you got your money. I just didn't want to, you know, because I had it set up for paper. I haven't received the bill in the mail yet, and I didn't want, and I had a feeling that you guys were going to be looking for a due date of sometime in the middle of the month, which I'm right. So you guys, I would be late with my payment. And I didn't want my service to be interrupted for any reason. That's why I'm calling you today, because I had a feeling I wasn't going to get the paper bill in time.
Okay, that's definitely understandable. So the payment has been made, and your payment method was also updated, and I also changed you from a paper bill to a paperless bill, okay?
All right. And then I was talking to the technician, and he said something about, because you guys are new and you're set up, because I normally like to pay in person sometimes, but I don't think there's any place I could go to pay in person in Kingston or Sardis, right?
No, not at the moment.
There's no office I can go to and talk to anybody? It's all done over the phone?
As it relates to making payments, yes.
Payments, for anything, like any issues or anything like that. If I happen to be driving by your office, you just can't go in there and ask questions and stuff?
You'd have to give us a call.
Okay, everything's done over the phone. All right. Okay, that's everything that I want to take care of today. Thank you very much.
No problem. Any other questions or concerns?
And then you'll send me an email that you received your payment for this month.
That is correct. You get an email stating that. That is correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.